Imagine a digital vault holding over a million Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto's legendary stash, right? Completely untouchable for over a decade.
Right, yeah, just sitting there.
Exactly. Now imagine a clock ticking down to the exact moment a new type of computer just calculates the combination and boom, cracks that vault wide open.
And, you know, that clock isn't science fiction anymore. It is actively counting down.
Yeah, and that is exactly what we are looking at in today's deep dive into the Tikkun Morning, September 11, 2026 broadcast. We are unpacking a single day of just absolute technological paradoxes.
Really is a day of extremes, yeah.
We're exploring how rapid advancements in finance and computing are, like simultaneously giving everyday people unprecedented power while creating literal existential threats.
We are witnessing two extreme ends of the technological spectrum colliding on the exact same day.
Okay, let's unpack this financial democratization angle first.
Yeah.
So you have Nasdaq Legacy Wall Street incarnate dropping $100 million into the Kraken exchange.
Yeah, to build tokenized stock infrastructure by 2027, which means, you know, instant settlement, 24/7
Right.
access.
And simultaneously, Tether and Fessenara are launching a $400 million stable fund using the USDT stablecoin.
Which is huge.
It is. It gives small businesses in emerging markets access to loans, totally bypassing traditional banks.
And the significance here is that transition from mere speculation to actual global infrastructure.
Yeah, totally.
You have an institutional giant validating the technology, while the stable fund proves that stablecoins can act as a parallel economic engine,
Yeah.
especially in places where legacy banking considers small businesses just, well, too high risk to touch.
Both institutional giants and retail users are just breaking down traditional financial walls. It feels like the early days of the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
Suddenly, anyone could publish a website. Now, anyone can publish a financial asset. Just look at the Solana network on September 9th.
Right, the pump.fun metrics.
Yeah, a historic 263,000 new tokens were minted in a single day, mostly driven by platforms where you just need a name and a logo.
Yeah.
But I have to push back here.
Okay, go ahead.
With 99% of those tokens being practically worthless, aren't we just building a massive global token dumpster?
Well, I mean, when you reduce the cost of creation to virtually zero, you inevitably get a flood of noise.
Right, scams and stuff.
Yes, yeah, scams, abandoned projects, that is the messy reality of open access. The real challenge moving forward is how the ecosystem implements quality control without killing the permissionless innovation that allowed it to exist in the first place.
That borderless freedom naturally has a dark side, which leads us to how it is policed.
Right.
The U.S. Secret Service and DOJ just dismantled the SHINBI guarantee dark market on Telegram, freezing $52.8 million. This operation ran like a dark Amazon for cyber
We're not
criminals.
just customer service, right?
Customer service and escrow. It's wild.
What's fascinating here is how the authorities actually pulled off the takedown using on-chain analysis. Criminals rely on crypto thinking it is, you know, completely
Which
anonymous.
it isn't.
Right, blockchains are public ledgers. Investigators just trace the web of transactions moving from wallet to wallet.
Until they cash out.
Exactly. The moment those funds touch an off-ramp, like a centralized exchange, where a user has to provide a real ID to get fiat currency authorities match the public digital footprint to a real-world identity.
Wow. So the very transparency that technology advertises led to their downfall.
It's the ultimate trap.
That irony is rich, but it raises a concern. Could governments use high-profile takedowns like this to justify imposing much stricter surveillance laws?
Oh, definitely.
Like laws that ultimately harm everyday law-abiding users who just want basic financial privacy.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the tension between privacy and surveillance is reaching a boiling point.
It really is.
High-profile busks give regulators significant leverage to push for total network visibility. And that fundamentally clashes with the core ethos of decentralized finance.
And while regulators battle over who gets to watch the ledger, the underlying mathematical foundation protecting that ledger is under a totally different kind of siege.
The quantum threat.
Yeah, the USTPS Act just funded $300 million for quantum computing. Experts are warning this tech could break Bitcoin as ECDSA encryption by 2030.
Which brings us back to Satoshi's vault.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Jacob Coxon, a researcher at Anthropic, just resigned. He's warning of a greater than 10% chance of AI causing human extinction.
Both of these are ticking clocks driven by a Cold War dynamic. Neither corporations nor nations can afford to stop developing these tools.
Because they fear a rival will beat them to it.
Right. With AI, we're dealing with a black box problem. We feed data in and get answers out, But as systems self-improve toward artificial general intelligence, we fundamentally lose the ability to understand how they are making their decisions.
And on the quantum side, current encryption works by multiplying two giant prime numbers. Standard computers can't easily reverse engineer that math because they have to guess one by one.
Which takes thousands of years.
Right. But a quantum computer can calculate massive amounts of possibilities simultaneously, shattering the lock instantly. But here's where it gets really interesting.
The developers are fighting back.
Yeah. Vitalik Buterin is pushing Ethereum toward lattice-based cryptography, which hides data in complex multi-dimensional grid puzzles that even quantum computers get lost in. Does that kind of math actually give us a fighting chance?
It absolutely does. The National Institute of Standards and Technology already published post-quantum cryptography standards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the mathematical armor to survive the quantum threat exists today.
So what does this all mean for you listening today? Whether we are talking about NASDAQ tokenizing stocks, authorities tracking ledgers, or developers building multi-dimensional grid puzzles to fight quantum computers, the technology itself is neutral.
Yeah, it's just a tool.
Right. How it shapes our future depends entirely on our choices.
This raises an important question to leave you with. If the algorithms to survive this tech race already exist, the bottleneck to surviving these threats might not be the technology at all.
Mm.
Will it actually be human politics, bureaucracy, and implementation delays that decide our fate?
A terrifying but necessary thought for you to chew on. To dig deeper into these paradoxes, you can explore the related intelligence dossiers over at tkingame.com.